with the IHSA logo at midcourt. The tip is controlled by Bethesda Christian, and a big crowd from Bethesda Christian. For a school that only has 136 students, they brought a lot of Brownsburg and Central Indiana here to Gainbridge. Pass down low to Milligan. Outside on the wing, he tosses it to the corner to Douglas. He'll dribble all the way up top. They'll reset the offense. No shot clock in high school basketball. So Bethesda Christian runs some patience here. Sam Milligan just outside the IHSAA logo. Left side to Tierney. Up top where it's Douglas, who tried a scoop shot. It was blocked. Canterbury runs with the ball, tries to force it into the front court, and has it tipped away by Bethesda Christian and out of bounds right near the Bethesda Christian bench. Canterbury will inbound. We've got a scoreless game. We are about 48 seconds in. Here's Lewis in the paint. Had it stripped away. It's stolen. Now it's one-on-one down the lane to the basket. Blocked from behind by Tucker Day, but they're going to call a foul. As Sam Milligan challenged Day at the rim on that transition breakaway. And see who they called the foul on. The foul is called on Tucker Day, picking up his first, and that's a big foul. First free throw at the line for Milligan, an 82% free throw shooter, and it's no good. He'll try one more, and that one comes up short. Pair of misses from a really good free throw shooter, and Canterbury the rebound into the front court, left to right. Devon Lewis, Tucker Day atop of the key. White jersey, blue colors, and bright orange sneakers. At the left elbow, pass down low. Dressler today off the glass, and Canterbury strikes first. A Tucker Day bucket from the right block, and it's a 2-0 Canterbury lead. Now the Patriots into the front court. On the dribble, Douglas, and a pass down low. They're going to post with Jackson. Up and missed it. Tucker Day just held his ground, put his hand straight up. The rebound is knocked to the corner and out of bounds, and it was last touched by Bethesda Christian. It will be Canterbury's basketball with the Cavaliers leading it 2-0. 6:21 remaining in the opening quarter. Running the point, Colin Verda gives it to Day outside the arc. Day flips it off to Dressler. Dressler got stripped. Now we got another one-on-one down the lane to the basket. And Tucker Day unexplainably goes up and hangs on the rim. And they're going to count the bucket. It's a 2-2 game. The shot was going to miss, but Day went up like he was going to try to block it. And instead of coming down, he grabbed the rim, held on, and it ends up being basket interference and a goaltend against Canterbury. Tucker Day, left elbow jumper, 15 feet out, no good. Here comes Bethesda Christian on the push in the front court. They look for that transition three, can't get it. Canterbury gets back defensively. We're tied at two. Luke Douglas on the dribble. One step inside the half court. Right wing to Milligan. Sam Milligan on the dribble, a crossover down the lane, and he dumps it underneath. Easy bucket for Isaac Milligan. And Bethesda Christian takes their first lead of the game. It's 4-2 with 5:15 remaining in the opening quarter. Lewis to Tucker Day, just outside the top of the key. Out on the left wing to John Parent. Parent, step back, two ball from about 18 feet, no good. Tucker Day, offensive rebound, the putback off glass, too strong. And this rebound is tipped and collected by the Patriots. Cooper Jackson, his outlet goes to midcourt, and it was a bad pass. It deflects off the fingers of Douglas, out of bounds, and Bethesda Christian turns it over. And the Canterbury Cavaliers will get the ball near midcourt. A 4-2 Bethesda Christian lead. Cavaliers go to Day. Down on the left block, he's double-teamed. Skips it to the right corner. Here's Parent driving, splitting defenders, off the window, good by John Parent, a 10-point per game score, and he's tied it up 4-4, 4:35 on the clock, quarter number one. Milligan breaks full court pressure, and it leaves Douglas open for a three, and the 45% three-point shooter just showed why. He drops in the triple from the right wing, and it's a 7-4 lead, and trying to answer, Devin Lewis, counted from the left wing. Lewis a triple, 36% on the season for Lewis, and we're tied at seven. Halfway through the opening quarter here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Sam Milligan on the dribble, takes it to the high left corner of the half court. Now he comes off a screen at the top of the key, dribbles all the way to the right wing, crosses over, and now he wants to drive in the paint and flips down low, got a man open, and a layup is missed. Got it down low to Isaac Milligan, who missed the layup, and Canterbury comes away with the basketball. Lewis to Parent. Parent drives, floats, teardrop, good by Parent, and the Canterbury Cavaliers have taken a 9-7 lead. 3:24 remains in the opening quarter, and it's a chance for Canterbury to stand and cheer. A timeout with 3:24 on the clock, quarter number one. It's Canterbury 9, Bethesda Christian 7. And you're listening to high school basketball, the Class 1A state championship on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. 3:24 remaining in the opening quarter, and it's Canterbury who leads it 9-7 over Bethesda Christian. Leading the way so far for Canterbury, well, they've got tremendous balance, but John Parent, a 6'5 senior, his 4 points tops on the Canterbury side. Meanwhile, you've got Douglas with three and Milligan, Isaac Milligan with two, Stephen Tierney with two for Bethesda Christian. After Parent's four, it's three from Lewis on a triple. He's 1-for-1 from the field, and he shot it from behind the arc. Meanwhile, Tucker Day has a bucket on three shot attempts. Bethesda Christian has the ball down by two. On the dribble, it is Luke Douglas. Milligan now on the wing to Jackson. Ball rotated through four hands to the left wing where Milligan, Sam Milligan, gives it to Tierney, and Tierney drops in the triple from the left wing. Stephen Tierney's 31% on the season, but he gives his team a 10-9 lead, and now in the front court, Canterbury is fouled on the perimeter, a little overly aggressive on the defense, 30 feet from the bucket by Luke Douglas. He picks up his first foul. And Jackson Davis is the first sub of the game. He comes in replacing Ashton Dressler for Canterbury. Davis, wearing number 21, makes the catch on the wing, and up top it goes to Day. He drives all the way down the lane, and with the right hand, lays it up off the square and drops it in. Tucker Day's second bucket. He's got 4 points, and now it's Canterbury that's jumped in front, 11-10. Bethesda Christian in the front court. Milligan in the corner to Tierney, back to Milligan. Milligan on the dribble. He takes it up between the circles, drops it off to Isaac Milligan. He'll dribble from the top toward the right sideline, then pass it back to the left to Tierney. Good defense by the Cavaliers. Man-to-man. On the wing, it is Tierney. Tierney cross-courts it to Douglas. Douglas out in the corner to Milligan. Milligan drives, dishes it off to Cooper Jackson. Had it knocked away, but it went right to Tierney. Left elbow jumper, no good by Stephen Tierney. And the rebound to Canterbury. Good defensive possession for Canterbury. Lewis on the left wing, up top, Tucker Day. He'll give it back to Lewis to start the offense. Pass to the right to Parent. John Parent crosses over at the right elbow, picks up the dribble at the free throw line, out on the wing. It goes to Reed Hayes, and then Hayes just threw a pass at the ankles of Devin Lewis, and that will turn it over. Cavaliers turning it over. And it will be Bethesda Christian getting the ball with a 11-10 Canterbury lead. Minute 14 remains here in the opening quarter. Sam Milligan drives, floats, and rolls off the iron. No good. John Parent collects the carom. Parent, long lead pass to Lewis, left sideline. Now the Cavaliers will slow it down. Parent, top of the key, spins at the foul line. Lost the dribble, and that's going to be called a double dribble. On that spin move, Parent tried to catch and shoot, pick up the dribble. And instead, when he went to pick up the dribble, got both hands on the ball, it bounced one more time, and the officials called him for the violation. So Bethesda Christian gets it back. It is 11-10. Canterbury, a one-point lead. Patriots with the ball in their front court. On the dribble, midcourt, Tierney. Good move down the lane, all the way to the basket. Lost his balance, threw it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound to Canterbury. Tucker Day brings it front court, behind the back dribble, and he got knocked to the deck. Actually, the Patriot defender went down first, and then Day tripped over them, and they'll call the foul on Bethesda Christian. So it is Canterbury with an 11-10 lead, 31.4 seconds remaining in the opening quarter, and the Cavaliers inbound. Lewis, left wing. Parent drives, gives it off, but there's nobody home. It's stolen in the middle of the lane. Here's Bethesda Christian on the run, down the lane. B.J. Johnson to the basket, and he had his shot blocked out of bounds. Patriots keep possession under the basket. They're down by one, 16 seconds left, opening frame. Sam Milligan will be the trigger man. Man-to-man defense for the Cavaliers. And the ball bounced to the right block, and it's Jackson going up over Tucker Day. No good. Sailed it from the right side of the basket all the way over the rim to the left. Touch nothing. And the air ball collected by the Cavs. Now he got Lewis at the top of the key. Out on the wing, Parent. Got to get a shot off, and he doesn't. The horn sounds before he could shoot. Well, poor awareness of the time situation for the Cavaliers cost him a last-second shot here at the end of the quarter. But after our first 8 minutes here in Indianapolis in the Class 1A state championship game, the Cavaliers go to the huddle with an 11-10 lead over Bethesda Christian. We'll take a break. We've got the second quarter coming up next. You're listening to the state championship in Class 1A, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where at the end of a quarter, the Canterbury Cavaliers have an 11-10 lead over Bethesda Christian. Two teams both looking for their first ever state championship. Cavaliers with an 18-9 record, while Bethesda Christian, 23 wins, 7 losses. It's Canterbury that gets the ball first here in quarter number two. Chance to build, and then a ball is picked from the pocket of Parent, and it leads to a breakaway slam dunk by Stephen Tierney, a 6'2 junior, who just went up and flushed it down, and Bethesda Christian has the lead. Now a pass fired down low to Tucker Day, went right through the net, and it's a low-hanging net. That caused Tucker Day to have problems handling it, and it's out of bounds belonging to Bethesda Christian. Boy, that net does hang a long way down on both ends. Front court, Bethesda Christian. They lead it by one. Triple on the way for Sam Milligan is good. And it's all Bethesda Christian starting the second quarter. They've taken a 15-11 lead. And now the half-court trap. They go down low. Day is trapped. He gives it to Parent, cutting down the lane. He missed a layup. Got his own miss. Gives it to Day. Day will put it up off the glass, come up short. And this rebound to Bethesda Christian. Here comes the Patriots. Milligan got fouled on the floor as he kicked it out to the wing. Milligan was fouled by Canterbury. And they'll call the foul on Jackson Davis. Davis, a 6'2 senior, picks up his first. 15-11. The Patriots of Bethesda Christian with the lead. Ball is handed to Luke Douglas on the wing, Sam Milligan. He drives, puts up an awkward shot, got hacked, and he missed the bucket, but he's going to have free throws. And that is another foul called on Jackson Davis. Two free throws for Sam Milligan. 82% on the season, and he missed two earlier in the game. And he got that one. 16-11. It's a 6-0 run in the first minute and 6 seconds of our second quarter. Milligan, the 6'2 senior that scores 15.3 per game, missed it. It's now 1-for-4 at the free throw line. 16-11. Bethesda Christian leading it over Canterbury. High post pass, Parent pulls up at the foul line and rims it around and down. Counted for John Parent. Parent with 6 points. And the lead cut to 3, 16-13. Front court for BC. You've got Milligan at the elbow, out on the wing to Douglas. Douglas, crossover, drive, threw it across the lane. It went through two hands before it was collected in the corner. Bethesda Christian still with the ball. Here's a drive by Douglas. Put it up, no. Offensive putback by Jackson, no. The tip out goes to Bethesda Christian. Milligan gives it to Douglas. A pass down low, intercepted. Canterbury has it. Coast to coast, going all the way for the layup. It's blocked as Colin Berta decided to challenge Bethesda Christian. And BC blocked it out of bounds under the Cavaliers basket. So Canterbury will inbound with 5:58 on the clock. Quarter number two. 16-13. Bethesda Christian has the lead. Right wing to Deacon Wardlow. Now up top, where it's tucked under the arm of John Parent. Parent just outside the center circle on the right wing to Dressler. He's back in the game. Wardlow goes in the corner. Here's a drive by Berta as he goes up for the shot. It's blocked, collected by Canterbury, and then a foul on Bethesda Christian. They'll whistle this one against Stephen Tierney. Tierney picks up his first foul. Patriots leading it over the Cavaliers. 16-13. 5:36 to play, quarter number two. Parent outside the arc. Dribble through the legs. Now Parent dribbles over to the right side. Backdoor cut. Got Wardlow, but he lost the handle. Went to his teammate. Dressler outside. Parent. Foul line jumper. Swish. John Parent. 8 points here in the first quarter, or first half. And it's a one-point game. Bethesda Christian with a one-point lead in the basketball. Here's Douglas. Pull up at the foul line and missed it. Rebound goes to Tucker Day, and Canterbury a chance to reclaim the lead. Bethesda Christian started this quarter with a 6-point run, and now Canterbury looks to answer. They force a pass down low to Tucker Day from a bad angle, and it's stolen. Patriots front court leading by a point, 16-15. 4:39 to play before halftime, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Canterbury. It will be inbounded baseline under Bethesda Christian's basket. They throw in the corner. Milligan gives it back to Tierney. A pass down low to Jackson. Jackson against Tucker Day. Got a shot blocked, but they're going to call Tucker Day for a foul. And the Canterbury fans not happy about the call. Second foul on Tucker Day, and it will put Cooper Jackson 59% free throw shooter to the charity stripe with a pair for the Patriots. Right-handed shooter. 6'8 senior drops it in. High rainbow free throw that just tickles the twine as it drops through. For Jackson, that's his first point. Makes it a two-point lead. And the second one is on the way. And that one comes up short, front iron. And the rebound to Canterbury, John Parent. Parent, top of the key, turns, faces, kicks it to the corner. A triple's on the way by Berta. Count it! Correction, give it to Dressler from the corner. Here's a triple for an answer and a foul as they had a run out and fouled Bethesda on the three-point shot, and it's going to be three free throws for Stephen Tierney. First free throw for Tierney on its way. Good. Tierney this season, 64% at the free throw line. Ties the score at 18 apiece. 4:08 left before halftime. For the lead. Free throw number 2 of 3. And no good. Still tied. Javon Lewis is back in the game for Canterbury. Replaces Deacon Wardlow. The third free throw's up, and it's good. And Bethesda's reclaimed the lead, 19-18. It's been a back-and-forth game. Front court against the zone trap, and Cavaliers had a ball kicked out of bounds over on the sideline by Bethesda Christian, so the Cavaliers will have to inbound it, and that's going to come after a media timeout. 4 minutes exactly left in the second quarter, and the Bethesda Christian Patriots have a one-point lead over the Canterbury Cavaliers. It's 19-18. We're going to return to the IHSAA Class 1A State Championship presented by Parkview Sports Medicine right after this message on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. With our studio producer, Austin Fox, I am Brett Rump in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It is the Class 1A State Championship game of boys basketball 2023-2024. And with 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter, Bethesda Christian out of Brownsburg, Indiana, is leading it 19-18 over the Canterbury Cavaliers. Canterbury does have the basketball. And Lewis will inbound it in the backcourt to Colin Berta. Again, Bethesda Christian putting on the zone pressure, looking for opportunities to trap. That time, a floater by Dressler in the paint, rejected, and it leads to transition. Bethesda Christian, front court, and as they attack on the dribble, it goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Canterbury. A big moan from the Bethesda Christian faithful here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, but looked like the right call from my angle, but the official that was closest to it didn't see it, asked for help. Canterbury in the front court looking for the lead. They're down by one. Parent up top to Lewis. He'll go to the center circle to Dressler. Now in the right corner, here's Parent. He'll drive, split defenders, float, and put it in. John Parent, heck of a first half. He's in double figures with 10. And the Cavaliers back in front, 20-19. And then just like that, down low, Cooper Jackson. He knows that Tucker Day doesn't want to pick up his third foul, so they attacked right into Day and score to reclaim the lead, 21-20. Now you got a drive. Berta, a floater, good in the paint for Colin Berta. First bucket for Berta, and he puts his team back in front, 22-21. Now Bethesda Christian. Here's Milligan at the right elbow. Spins. Flips down low. And the ball stolen by Devon Lewis. Lewis, front court. Day at the arc. Gives it right back to Lewis from the left wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Good for Devon Lewis. And with 2.5 minutes remaining in the half, the Cavaliers a three-point advantage. And trying to tie it. A triple on the way by Milligan. No good from the left wing. Rebound Canterbury. On the run into the front court, a big collision, and that's going to be called what? No signal as of it. They called a blocking foul on Sam Milligan. The second foul on Milligan. He's the Patriots' leading scorer. And we're going to have Derek Adams taking a timeout for the Cavaliers with 2:20 remaining in the first half. It's Canterbury 24, Bethesda 21. You're listening to the IHSAA Class 1A State Championship game being presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Last 2:20 of the half, and there's a bad pass by Lewis, and it leads to a breakaway by Bethesda Christian, and Milligan lays it in, and it's a 24-23 game. Now a lob over the top of the defense. Tucker Day makes a nice catch over the shoulder, under the basket. He lays it in off the window, and the Cavaliers back up by three. 26-23, minute 50, and a timeout has to be called as they had trapped Isaac Milligan in the backcourt. And so Bethesda Christian takes a 30-second timeout. Well, we will keep it here. They hopefully will get some stats. They did provide a monitor, which I had total faith in until I realized it's not a touch screen and I can only see about half of the stats and I can't adjust it. It's like zoomed in way too far. So we're going to try to get some stats for you at the half. But right now, Canterbury up on Bethesda Christian, 26-23, and a lot of people surprised by this. Bethesda Christian has been rolling in the tournament. Their average tournament win has been by 25.2 points, including a 25-point win over number one-ranked Bar Reeve last week. So out of the timeout, Patriots have the ball, and they get into the front court. Man-to-man defense by the Cavaliers. Near the center logo, it's Douglas giving it to Tierney. Back to Sam Milligan. Now Douglas again. In the corner, Jackson. Douglas up top. Milligan. It's a three-point game, minute 19 on the clock. And right now, Bethesda Christian spacing the floor. They don't even look like they're trying to work to the basket. Here's a drive by Douglas. Now on the wing to Milligan. He'll cross over. He'll drive. Big collision. Offensive foul. And that's three on Sam Milligan, the leading scorer for Bethesda Christian. Great job defensively. And Milligan put the shoulder down right into the chest of Berta. And Berta draws the offensive foul on Milligan, and that is his third. And he's got to go sit on the bench for the final 101 of this first half. Cavaliers lead it 26-23. With a three-point advantage, Cavaliers spacing the floor. Lewis on the drive. He'll go all the way to the basket. He'll challenge Jackson, and the layup rejected. But on the follow-through, Jackson bodied Lewis, knocked Lewis to the deck, and they're going to call that a foul on the 6'8 big man of Bethesda Christian, Cooper Jackson. And Devon Lewis, an 80% free throw shooter, gets two free throws and a chance to make this a two-possession lead for the Cavaliers. 5'10 senior, averaging 15.3 per game. Good. He flushed that one. It went round and around and dropped through. 27-23. Lewis has five. Now he has six. Makes both free throws. It's 28-23 with 46.8 seconds on the clock. We're in quarter number two. Cavaliers trying to win the first of four state titles up for grabs today here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Luke Douglas brings the dribble through the logo at midcourt. They'll space things out, and I think they'll play for a final shot. There's still 30 seconds left in the half. Douglas on the wing, right back to Douglas. Douglas dribbles against Lewis. Lewis with the pressure man-to-man. He is really hounding Douglas. Douglas gets it off to B.J. Johnson. Now Isaac Maligan. Back to Douglas. We're down to 12 seconds. Douglas with 10 seconds out near midcourt. Down to seven. Douglas bounces at the foul line. Maligan had a shot blocked, but it goes right to Jackson, who turns from 5 feet in front of the rim and puts it in. A big break by Bethesda Christian gives them the last bucket of the half, but it's still Canterbury who takes the lead to the locker room. The Cavaliers 28, Bethesda Christian 25 at the midway part of this basketball game. Well, we'll get some stats put together for you here at the half. We'll also have another half of basketball as Austin Fox, our studio producer, takes care of the buttons back in the studio. But here at halftime, a 28-25 lead for the Canterbury Cavaliers. And we'll return right after this break. The IHSAA Class 1A State Championship game being presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Just about set to start our third quarter, and it's Canterbury that leads it here at halftime, 28-25 over the Bethesda Christian Patriots. Bethesda Christian 23-7 and ranked number 8 in the state, while the Canterbury Cavaliers are 18-9, unranked on the state polls. But here they are leading it halfway through the Class 1A state championship game, the first of four games on the day that'll be played here in Indianapolis. Game number two today in Class 2A, Wapahani will be taking on Brownstown Central. And, of course, Jack Venter, one of the stars of Brownstown Central in that second game. And then the night session, Scottsburg takes on South Bend St. Joe. That game tips at 6, and then the final game of the night will have the number one-ranked Fishers Tigers taking on Ben Davis. Well, the path to get here for the Canterbury Cavaliers with a school enrollment of 241, they have 105 more students than Bethesda Christian. But last week at the semi-state, they won a close one, 60-51, a game that went into overtime against Elkhart Christian. And they also were victorious over Liberty Christian, 56-53. Meanwhile, as we've mentioned on the broadcast, Bethesda Christian really hasn't been tested. They haven't been challenged. They've been averaging a margin of victory of 25.2 points per game. So it'll be interesting how they respond to the pressure of a state championship and a close game. They beat Bar Reeve in the semi-state championship 2 weeks ago, 63-38. It'll be Bethesda Christian that gets the ball first to start our second half, and wearing black uniforms, red letters and numbers, they will go left to right. Canterbury in the home white uniforms, blue letters and numbers on the defensive end. Up top, it is Tierney giving it off to Sam Maligan. He starts this half with three fouls. He'll drop it off to Douglas. Maligan back to Douglas. Luke Douglas double-teamed at the arc, goes to the high post to Maligan. He dribbles out to the top of the key. Now the ball through hands on the left wing to the corner. A triple on the way, no. A rebound put back by Jackson, and they're going to call a foul on Canterbury on the follow. And they whistle it against Devon Lewis, I believe. It is Devon Lewis who picks up the foul. And so it's two free throws for Cooper Jackson, 6'8" senior for Bethesda Christian. And the first one is good. Two-point game, 28-26. Now Jackson could make it a one-point difference. Second free throw for Jackson. It's 2 for 3 at the line. And in and out, no good. 28-26, Canterbury with the lead. Now the front court for the Cavaliers, first possession of the second half. Parent, top of the key, gives to Lewis, high right. Lewis dribbles to the center circle. Back to the right side to Dressler. Back to Lewis, high left. In the corner, it's Berta. Colin Berta throws up top between the circles to Parent. Right wing to Dressler. Dressler, a bounce pass to Tucker Day, cutting down the middle of the lane, and Day lays it in. Tucker Day with 8 points, and the lead is 4. Front court, Isaac Milligan gives to Luke Douglas. Now back to Milligan, top of the key. It goes to Douglas. He drives down the lane, or Tierney drives down the lane, lost the handle, but Jackson collects it, and as he goes up, he gets fouled again, and Cooper Jackson's going back to the free throw line. And Lewis again picks up the foul down low. That's two fouls in the game on Devon Lewis. And to the free throw line, Cooper Jackson, looking for his 7th point. Extra dribble and the shot, and it's no good. It's now 2 for 5 at the free throw line. 30-26, Canterbury the lead. Putting some pressure on a team that hasn't had tournament pressure. They've won every game by double digits in the postseason. Second one by Jackson, and that's good. It nestled in, and it's a 30-27 score. Cavaliers right to left. Colin Berta running the point. Right wing to Lewis. Lewis, baseline drive, skip pass, and they say there was a foul underneath the bucket. Little bump on Lewis as he sailed that pass, skipping it out from under the hoop out to the corner. And so the foul on Bethesda Christian. Now it's Day on the inbound. Drives, goes to the basket, floats it up with the right hand, too strong off the window. Rebound comes to Bethesda Christian's Sam Milligan. Dribbles through the paint, out the other side to the left wing. Milligan to the foul line. Swings it out to the wing, where it's a drive underneath the hoop. Tierney, or rather Douglas, and as he puts a shot up, it's blocked, and Canterbury collects it. Cavaliers have the ball and a three-point lead with 5:45 remaining in the third quarter. Front court. Down low, it's Devon Lewis. Lewis goes up, has his shot blocked by Cooper Jackson. Here comes Bethesda Christian on the move. Tierney gives it to Douglas. Douglas the drive, and the finger roll left short. Cut all the way to the basket, left the layup short. Transition triple by Parent from the left wing, and he left that short. Here comes BC. They'll try a transition three, and that ball rims out, no good. From Luke Douglas, and a back and forth 20 seconds of basketball leaves us with Canterbury bringing it into the front court slowly with a three-point lead. Here's Berta. Down low, a pass, a bad one. Tried to get it through two men, and it was stolen. Bethesda Christian, front court. Milligan, as he goes to drive, he's knocked to the deck, and that's going to be a foul on Ashton Dressler of Canterbury. Fouls adding up here in the third quarter. 30-27, Canterbury a three-point lead. And Bethesda Christian from Brownsburg, Indiana, will inbound under their basket. They'll give to Milligan. Milligan baseline under the basket. Went to pass it to the wing, and it was deflected back to Milligan. when he made the catch, he was on the end line, so it's a turnover. Bethesda Christian turns the ball over for the sixth time, and now in the front court, Canterbury. Here's a drive by Perrin. He got all the way to the basket and lays it in right over the front rim. Perrin with a dozen, and the lead is five for Canterbury. 32-27, 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Bethesda Christian front court. Douglas gives to Tierney. Back to Douglas. Now on the wing, it's Isaac Milligan giving it off to Sam Milligan. All the way to Douglas. He'll kick it out to Milligan, and then Milligan drives. His pass deflected, but it's collected by Bethesda Christian. Right wing, it's Sam Milligan. Dribbles to the top of the key, on the wing, pass to the corner. Here's a drive and a collision, and now a ball is ruled out of bounds off of Bethesda Christian. And it was Douglas who got knocked to the deck. He's the man that went out of bounds. And they give it to Canterbury, so a break perhaps for the Cavaliers. With 3:49 remaining in the third quarter, it brings us to a media timeout, and Cavaliers are up 32-27 over Bethesda Christian. You're listening to the Class 1A State Championship game presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. 3 minutes and 49 seconds left to be played here in the third quarter at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where the Pacers had a nice win last night beating the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James. And now today, the host site of four state championship contests, starting with 1A. And it's Canterbury 32, Bethesda Christian 27. So far, Canterbury's gotten 12 points from John Perrin, 6 of 10 from the field. Not only does he have a dozen points, but he's got half a dozen rebounds. Tucker Day with 8 and 6 on 4-for-8 shooting. And Devon Lewis with 7 points on 2-for-3 shooting from the field. It is Canterbury's ball. They got a chance to extend this 5-point advantage. From court, Lewis. Canterbury will space out this Bethesda defense, and Bethesda will come out and guard Canterbury on the perimeter. Perrin has it on the wing. Cut off at the elbow outside. Berta gives it off to Dressler. Now Lewis, a baseline drive. He goes up with a finger roll, and Jackson just swats it right back out of bounds. Cooper Jackson with the block, and I believe he has 4 or 5 blocks in the game. Canterbury with the pass out to Lewis, right wing. Up top, Perrin back to Lewis. Lewis outside the arc, ticking down to about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. The lob over the defense today. He's got it right block and traveled. Went with a reverse pivot to turn his back to the basket, and they say that he didn't keep his pivot foot grounded. So Tucker Day with the travel turns it over, and Canterbury gives it up for the 10th time in the game. Now full court pressure. Bethesda breaks it. They got a baseline drive, a kick out, and Douglas open, and Douglas nailing the three. What a shooter. 45% on the season. Douglas 2-for-4 from distance in the state championship game, and we're down to a 2-point contest. Canterbury 32, Bethesda Christian 30. Front court, here's Lewis at the arc. Pulls up, right elbow, jumper too strong. Rebound tipped out, grabbed by Perrin, top of the key, and then a reach-around foul is called on Stephen Tierney of Bethesda Christian. On Tierney, that is going to be his second. Canterbury 32-30. It's Canterbury with the lead, and the Cavaliers inbound. Front court goes to Lewis on the right wing. Baseline drive, cut off, up top. Berta lobs over the top. They got Day underneath. Day goes up and his shot partially blocked by Cooper Jackson. And it goes to Bethesda Christian. A chance to tie or take the lead. 32-30. Down low, Milligan. Outside to Isaac Milligan. He'll give it center circle to Tierney, who drops it off to Luke Douglas. Douglas, a 6'3 senior guard. Comes off a screen, top of the key, drives right side of the lane, spins back into the middle of the paint, forces it up, didn't get it, but an offensive rebound and a putback is good by Cooper Jackson, and we're all tied up 32-all. Minute and a half remains here in the third quarter. Canterbury brings it front court, Lewis top of the key, out on the wing, Parent for three, got it! Big time bucket for the senior. 35-32. Parent has 15. Here's a drive and a shot blocked by Devon Lewis on the floater down the left side. Lewis swats it out of bounds. Pretty good hops for the 5'10 senior guard for the Cavaliers. Minute 9 to play. Third quarter, 35-32, Cavaliers. Inbound for Bethesda Christian goes to Luke Douglas. Douglas to Sam or Isaac Milligan, who'll start the offense from the logo. Right side to Douglas, now to Milligan. Sam Milligan, right elbow, picks up the dribble and throws it up top to Tierney, and Milligan will go and get the handoff from Tierney at midcourt. Now a three-man weave and a drive down the left, right side of the lane all the way to the basket for Douglas. And as he goes up, there's a whistle and a foul is called on Canterbury's Colin Berta. And it's going to be free throws for Luke Douglas, 71% free throw shooter this season. Averages 14.2 points per game. And with 41 seconds remaining in the third quarter, first free throw is good by Douglas, 35-33. Douglas, 7 points. And the second free throw, no good. Tucker Day goes up and rips the rebound away from Cooper Jackson. So Canterbury has the ball with 34 seconds. The clock's running late third quarter. A two-point lead for the Cavaliers. Parent at the foul line. Gives it outside where Lewis now collects it, standing near the center circle. We're down to 17 seconds and a reach-in foul's called. And that's Isaac Milligan coming out and fouling Lewis. And that's the first foul of the game on Isaac Milligan. Canterbury 35. Patriots 33. And we're going to have a quick timeout. We'll take a quick break. 30-second variety with 16 seconds left in the third quarter. 35-33. Canterbury the lead over Bethesda Christian. This is high school basketball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Canterbury coach Derek Adams draws up a final play here at the end of the third quarter with Canterbury leading at 35-33. Last 16 seconds. Inbound is in the hands of Lewis. Top of the key. Now on the wing, here's a drive, a dish underneath, intended for Tucker Day, gets knocked out of bounds by Bethesda. And with 6.2 seconds, Canterbury will inbound underneath the basket. Inbound for Lewis to the corner. It is Parent. Parent baseline drive, got to get a shot up, does, but it's an air ball. And the horn will sound. Well, that is twice that Canterbury's had a final possession at the end of the quarter. Had it in the first quarter and here in the third, and they either didn't get a shot or got a bad shot. But they still have a lead. It's 2-point advantage for Canterbury as we head to the fourth quarter. The Cavaliers 35, Bethesda Christian 33. The final 8 minutes of basketball in regulation on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Class 1A state championship game being presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. with our studio producer, Austin Fox. I am Brett Rump, courtside at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where we've got 8 more minutes to play, and it's anybody's game. Canterbury leads it 35-33 after 3 full quarters. John Parent has been the star for Canterbury. 15 points on 7 of 12 shooting from the field. 8 from Tucker Day, 7 from Devon Lewis. Canterbury will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. The toss into the backcourt to Colin Berta. And Bethesda Christian will open the fourth quarter in a man-to-man defense. Here's Lewis, right side. Works on the bounce. Up top, the pass to Parent. Parent to the elbow. Can't get a shot up. Now he drops it down low. It's at the feet of Berta. He dives trying to save it, but he couldn't underneath the basket. And it belongs to Bethesda Christian as the Patriots turned up the defense a notch and force a Canterbury turnover, their 11th of the game. 35-33, a chance to tie or take the lead for Bethesda Christian. On the perimeter, on the bounce, it's Douglas down the lane to the basket. Layup comes up short. Rebound. Day tips to himself, and the Cavaliers have it. 7:19, and the clock ticks. Quarter number 4. Canterbury 35, Bethesda 33. Lewis, Parent, 3 on the way. Got it! John Parent, have yourself a day. 18 points, now 2-for-4 from behind the arc. And he's given Canterbury a 5-point lead. Isaac Maligan to answer. Air ball from the top of the key. Rebound goes to Bethesda Christian, but it's stripped away by Colin Berta, and Berta calls a timeout before getting tied up while he was sitting on the deck. Good start to the fourth quarter by the Canterbury Cavaliers. 6:51 remaining, and they lead it 38-33 over Bethesda Christian. You're listening to the Class 1A State Championship presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. With 6:51 remaining, it is Canterbury 38 and Bethesda Christian 33. Glad you're joining us for this Saturday edition of our high school basketball game of the week, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine, the state championship in Class 1A. Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. Canterbury has the ball. They could have their biggest lead of the game with a bucket here. Lewis, this game has been close. It was back and forth for most of the first half. Now it is Lewis just holding the ball at midcourt. Again, no shot clock. That's debatable. And there's a strip. They pulled it right out of the hands of Jackson Davis. And at the other end, a layup for Luke Douglas. It's back to a 3-point game, 38-35. The Cavaliers give it up for the 12th time in the game. Just ripped out of the hands of the backup guard. Now Canterbury spreads the floor. They go to Tucker Day up top to Davis. He'll give it off to Berta. They're trying to get a player into the game. I think it's Parent who took a little break. And there's a shot blocked. Davis took a short shot and it was rejected. And a breakout layup is good by Luke Douglas. Not a good run for Jackson Davis. A turnover and then a blocked shot. And the result at the other end, a couple of layups. And it's 38-37. Bethesda Christian within a point. Lewis on the dribble. Again, Canterbury does not have Parent on the floor. Berta to Lewis in the lane. Power bucket and a foul. Perfect find to a streaking Lewis right down the lane. He made the catch, floated it up over the front rim while getting fouled. And Lewis to the line for a 3-point play that will quiet this big crowd from Bethesda Christian. Located just a dozen miles away in Brownsburg. 40-37, and trying to add a point to make it a two-possession lead. The senior guard flips it, and it's no good. Rimmed out. Rebound goes to the Patriots. Down by three with 5:10 remaining. Douglas on the dribble against Lewis. Gets by Lewis. Pulls up at the foul line. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound tipped, and it's going to be collected underneath by John Parrott, who's made it back into the game. And Canterbury needed him. 40-37. Cavs in the front court. On the dribble, Lewis. Works mid-court. Now comes the trap defense as Bethesda switches on the fly to set up the zone trap. Lewis just holding the ball on his hip. And now he's going to take one dribble and be held up by Isaac Mulligan. Ball out of bounds to Canterbury with 4:29 left, and the Cavaliers leading it over Bethesda Christian 40-37. Remember, in the tournament run, Canterbury's been tested with close games. They've handled the pressure. They've been there, done that, while Bethesda Christian has cruised through the tournament without any pressure at all, winning every game by at least 11 and an average of 25. Here's Parent, goes up, has it blocked! And it's going to be out of bounds, baseline underneath to Canterbury. Almost a jump ball as that block had Parent, the shooter, with his hand on one side of the ball and Jackson cleanly blocking it on the other. And now at midcourt, a battle for the ball between Ashton Dressler of Canterbury and Luke Douglas. And they're going to say Douglas fouled Dressler. So it will be Canterbury inbounding it. 4:10 remains. Cavaliers 40. Bethesda Christian 37. Tucker Day gives it midcourt to Lewis. Lewis, the 5'10 point guard, will drive. Gets stopped, and they call a travel. That time it looked like he did get fouled, and they call a travel. And a turnover will give it to Bethesda Christian. It also brings us to immediate timeout with 3:59 on the clock. A good one here in the Class 1A state championship game from Indianapolis. Canterbury 40, Bethesda Christian 37. And you're listening to the Class 1A state championship game presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. With 3:59 remaining to decide who gets their first state championship in history, Canterbury has a 40-37 lead over the Bethesda Christian Patriots. Patriots with the ball out of the timeout. Up top, it's Tierney, right wing to Douglas. Off a screen, Sam Mulligan for three, missed it. And the rebound bounces out to Isaac Mulligan. His follow no good, rebound tipped, out of bounds, last touch by Bethesda Christian. Canterbury will get the basketball. 3 minutes, 38 seconds remaining. Canterbury 40, Bethesda 37. And they're going to set up the trap. As soon as Lewis comes across the timeline, they'll try to double him. Lewis squirts through, and now Canterbury spreading the court. Lewis to Berta. Long pass over the top, and it goes off the rim. They tried to lob it over the top to Day in transition. Three on the way. No good by Mulligan, and the rebound tipped out of bounds, and it was last touched by Tucker Day of Canterbury, and Bethesda will inbound. 40-37 with 3:10 left. Bethesda inbounds under the basket. They go to the corner to Mulligan. Up on the wing to Tierney. Tierney back in the corner to Douglas. Douglas steps outside. He's guarded man-to-man by Parent. Shoots a three. Back iron, no. Rebound tipped, and again it goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Canterbury. A shrug of the shoulders by John Grubaums, the Bethesda head coach, where the ball went out of bounds right next to it. 2:50 left. Canterbury leads by three. And again, a bad pass. Berta threw it right into the hands of Bethesda, and here comes the Patriots. Three-point game, a drive by Milligan. He tried to drop it off. The ball goes free, and it's knocked out of bounds under the basket. Last touch to by John Parent of Canterbury. Bethesda Christian to inbound under the basket, trailing by 3 points with 2:36 left. Canterbury with 15 turnovers, including the last two possessions. Here's Milligan. He's open. He's shooting a three for the tie. No good. And on the rebound, we've got a foul, and it's called over the back against Bethesda Christian's Cooper Jackson. And again, Canterbury dodges a bullet. Sam Milligan, a 35% three-point shooter, got set up for a really good look from the right side, and he missed it. And the foul on the rebound gives the ball to the Cavaliers with 2:23 left, 40-37. Berta, midcourt, lobs on the right wing to Day. Day had it knocked out of his hands. It stays Canterbury basketball. And we've got a timeout being called by Bethesda Christian. It's a full timeout with 2:13 remaining. Both teams with two timeouts left. It is Canterbury 40 and Bethesda 37 in the Class 1A state championship game. It's presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Canterbury still holds a 40-37 lead over Bethesda Christian. Canterbury's turned it over three times over the last 3:03. They've turned it over four times over the last 4 minutes and 57 seconds and hasn't scored for 3 minutes and 3 seconds. But the good news is that Bethesda hasn't scored for 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Canterbury with the ball. Baseline Day outside to Lewis. Up top, dangerous pass. It gets to Parent, then Parent gets bumped into by Luke Douglas. That's a foul on Bethesda Christian. And that is going to send John Parent to the line to shoot two. So John Parent, who steps to the free throw line with 18 points, averages 10.3 a game. He's got 18 with 8 rebounds. 71% free throw shooter, and he's good on the first of two. And it's now a two-possession lead with a minute 57 left. Parent with one more at the charity stripe. Looks for his 20th point, and he's got it. Parent is 8 for 14 from the field. He's a perfect 3 for 3 at the foul line. It is 42-37. Bethesda Christian, front court. Douglas on the dribble to the wing. It's knocked over, no call. Now we have a late call from the official on the opposite side. Wow, the play happened right in front of our sideline official, but it's the official under the basket on the other side of the hoop, baseline, who came running over to call a blocking foul on Colin Berta. Well, Bethesda Christian still with possession. Here's Sam Milligan up top. Gives to Tierney. Tierney on the wing, hands to Milligan. Milligan dribbles to the top of the key, sends it back on the wing. Douglas, Milligan, three, rims out, rebound tipped, and it's grabbed underneath by John Parent. 9 rebounds. He's a rebound shy of a double-double in a state championship game. Minute 17 to play. By 5, the Cavaliers looking to put this away. They space the floor and a bad cross-court pass, but Berta has it. Gives it on the wing to Dressler. Dressler cross-courts it to Day. Corner, it is a three. No good by Parent. And the rebound tipped out to Canterbury. We're under a minute left. Here's Lewis. Lewis had it poked away and a foul's called. It's on Bethesda Christian, and Devon Lewis will go to the line. An 80% free throw shooter. He is 2 for 3 at the line in this game. 9 points, averages 15 per game during the season, and a chance to make it a 6-point lead for the Cavaliers, and it's no good. Could have actually made it a 3-possession lead if he'd have gotten both free throws. 5'10 senior guard will look to salvage a split of the trip with 55.7 seconds left, and he got that one. 43-37. Canterbury a six-point lead. Here's Milligan. Kick out. Douglas takes the three from the right wing. No good. Rebound underneath the parent. He's got a double-double. That's his 10th rebound to go with 20 points. And now Canterbury alone in the front court. Lewis for the layup. 37 seconds, and the Canterbury Cavaliers are looking for their first ever state championship. Now lead at 45-37, their biggest lead of the game. Bethesda sold out on the full court press. All five came chasing Cavaliers in the backcourt, and Canterbury alertly threw it over the top, and Lewis takes it in for an uncontested layup, and now just 37 seconds remaining. And the Cavaliers, a 45-37 lead over the Bethesda Christian Patriots. Canterbury has never been in this arena playing for a state championship. This is their first trip, and they're about to walk away with a Class 1A state title and do it in upset fashion. The talk through the media room was just how good this Bethesda Christian team is. And they have been good during the postseason. Bethesda Christian beat number one ranked Bar Reeve right in Bar Reeve's backyard last week, 63-38. They've won every tourney game by 11 or more. They've averaged a 25.2 points per game margin of victory in the postseason. And now, with just 37 seconds left, can the Cavaliers hold on? They have held Bethesda Christian scoreless for the last 5 minutes and 6 seconds. What a job locking down defensively. And Bethesda Christian is 0 for their last 8 from the field. It's a 7-0 run over the last 4 minutes and 39 seconds of action. And the Cavaliers, a 45-37 lead as the teams break the huddles and return to the court. Canterbury is going to put on full court pressure just to try to slow Bethesda down a little bit. Sam Milligan on the dribble across the timeline, down the lane, to the basket, and the layup, no, but he got fouled. The foul on Canterbury, Tucker Day, his third, and it's going to put Sam Milligan, 82% free throw shooter, to the charity stripe to shoot to, but Milligan just 1-for-4 in this state championship game. First one is up and good. 45-38 with 31 ticks remaining. Second free throw and got it to roll in. And Sam Milligan with 8 points. Now full court pressure. Canterbury inbounds to Dressler. He is fouled, a 66% free throw shooter. He might have been the guy that Bethesda had targeted. If you look at the guys they have a choice with, and Tucker Day at 55%. You've got Dressler at 66%, Berta at 56%, Parent 71%, and Lewis at 80%. This is going to be Ashton Dressler, a 6'5 senior. Dressler with 3 points in the game, trying to add to a 6-point Canterbury lead and didn't get it. He's got one more coming with 29.6 seconds left. The Cavaliers. And Ashton Dressler, a 5.5 points per game scorer with a high arching free throw, and that's good. 46-39. Now Milligan again beats the full court pressure. They send it far corner. Tierney gives it to Johnson around the horn. Here's Douglas. A drive, a layup, and it's good by Douglas with 18.9 seconds. 46-41, and in the backcourt, Parent is fouled. 16.6 seconds left. 46-41. Canterbury the lead. And John Parent who has 20 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double. He's 2 for 2 at the line. He's going to shoot a pair. This could make it a 3-possession advantage, but he's got to get both of them, and the first one is good. 47-41. 21 for Parrott. More than double his season average. What a time to step up and have one of your best games of your career here at the state championship. And Parrott drops in both free throws. 48-41 with 14 seconds. And a foul as Bethesda gets across the timeline is called on Colin Berta. Yep, the bonus. So we'll have to inbound this just to slow them down and allow Canterbury to get their defense set. Bethesda will inbound. They throw it in the backcourt to B.J. Johnson, a 6'2 senior, 41% three-point shooter. Pass to the wing is stolen by Tucker Day. Lewis gets it. He floats it up and missed the shot. Day, an offensive rebound and put back. No, with 1 second. The horn. It's over. And the Canterbury Cavaliers win their first ever Class 1A state championship with a 48-41 win over the Bethesda Christian Patriots. The celebration begins for a small but mighty contingent of Canterbury Cavaliers fans across the way. As the Cavaliers come in, a figurative underdog to the eighth-ranked Bethesda Christian Patriots, and the David has taken out Goliath. 48-41. It's official. The Canterbury Cavaliers are the 1A state champions. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got the post game coming up on the other side. You're listening to IHSAA state championship basketball, the Class 1A final. And the final score has Canterbury 48, Bethesda Christian 41. Presented by Parkview Sports Medicine on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.